Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get
up and nothing gets me down. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. Steve is chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 12 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. Thanks for all that you do for so many people, and congratulations on the success of Forbes Media.
Well, thank you, Jim, and congratulations to you for what you've done for all these years.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And showing how you can write books, provide information, and get around all the obstacles of traditional ways that make it hard to do those things.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Forbes.com, by the way, folks, I encourage you to check that out. Steve, let's talk about the economy. What are you seeing? You're a global thinker. You're a global traveler. You work with people all over the world. You have interests all over the world. But you also are very sensitive and have a keen appreciation for America's Main Street. What are you seeing out there?
The economy overall is getting a little better. But it's still held back by all the things, all the headwinds we know, the horrific tax code, huge uncertainties about Obamacare, what the rules of the game are. You don't know what your costs are, hard to move ahead.
Yep.
And so we're going to do a little better, but we're still like a NASCAR racer. We've gotten it up to 50 miles an hour, but that's, we should be going three times that.
But you know, Steve, out here on Main Street, my polling and the polling that I report on, other sophisticated scientific polling that I report on, half of small businesses still basically feel to one degree or a great degree, to a slight degree or great degree, that we're still in a recession.
Well, and that's why the sluggish recovery has been so disappointing.
Yeah,
is that for most people, many people, their real incomes have gone down, not up.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are hurt the most are the ones the Democrats and the left say, oh, we're out to help you, and they're hurt the most by those policies. People with the least are hurt the most.
That's right. Well, a lot of this I lay at the feet of Washington, and including President Obama, Steve, but I'll tell you, there's another area. I don't know if you remember this or not, but you and I were in Sacramento together probably about 7 or 8 years ago. And I told you then I was worried about what I was seeing as a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and that I was seeing Wall Street as less of a leading indicator of the economy and more of a leading indicator of itself. And what's come to pass, it seems to me, is that Wall Street practices a financial capitalism that is beginning to exclude market capitalism, what I call, the, you know, out here in the Main Street economy. People are making a lot of money on Wall Street that is not adding value to the economy. They're bypassing the economy, unlike they did when you and I were coming up. What do you think about that? Am I right about that?
Well, what you see have seen unfold, and this is amazing, is that this government, especially the Federal Reserve, is practicing trickle-down economics instead of entrepreneur,
right. All
small business, real capitalism economics.
Mm-hmm.
And when you suppress interest rates, which hurts savers, when you make it easy for the government to borrow, and you create massive uncertainty and regulations that get in the way of the normal functioning of credit markets, knowing what the rules of the game are, well, guess what? You have stagnation or relative stagnation.
Yeah, we do, Steve. And the thing that's we're in the weirdest scenario right now that I've ever seen in my life. We're in a scenario where interest is as low as it's ever been for a business loan in my career, my long career, and yet 97% of small businesses say they don't want to borrow money.
Only
3% say that they still want to borrow money. And I'm not saying they're not borrowing money, but only 3% are saying their needs aren't met. That's according to the NFIB. That's a weird feeling that here's all this cheap money that they could be borrowing when they don't want to borrow. That's not good for the economy, Steve.
Well, I think there are a couple of things that work here. One is, you would know better than I would, but when people do get loans, the conditions are more onerous than
yes.
they were 5 or 6 or 7
thanks
years
ago. Thanks to Dodd-Frank.
Thanks to Dodd-Frank and the regulators. And with rates, you don't know what the cost of money is. So you could get hit in the future because these things can spike overnight. So the kind of certainty you need to plan ahead or as much as you can in this uncertain world, that's gone out the window.
Do you think?
And then you have the uncertainties of your cost of business.
Quickly, in a few seconds, do you think that the next 2 years with a Republican-led Congress will give people more encouragement to grow their businesses?
I think so. I think people are going to look after 2016 and realize the foundation's being laid like Reagan did in 1980. We're going to finally get this country back on track.
Not a moment too soon, and from your mouth to God's ears, too. Hey, Steve, thanks for all the great support, and thanks for all that you do. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.